We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A couple of minutes on football, a couple of minutes on business. I want to start with business. We're talking Pete Najarian from the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, business analyst, expert, and, of course, has been in this world for a long time, had great success, University of Minnesota product. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I was listening to you guys talking about the old Dutch and everything else. I'm fired up for the day. I mean, you and Maxie got me going.
Yeah, that. Well, don't spoil it now because that's going to be your Christmas gift, okay?
Oh, I already know what flavor I want, so I'll put it in the box.
Hey, Pete, a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. First of all, after the debate, any reaction in the markets this morning?
You know, David, they're really less about the debates now, and I think more about whether or not we're ever going to get anything done with the stimulus package. And I know you guys get tired of hearing about it. We get tired of hearing about it in the markets, but you know, it seems like as if that is what's dominating the markets right now. The debates, of course, are very important, but I think the reality is that we look at it and say people who are on one side are going to probably stay there, and people on the other side are going to stay where they are. And I think there's a lot of showmanship and all the rest of it, but I think the reality is right now in terms of the stock markets, they're really looking at stimulus. They feel they need to have some sort of a stimulus package come through, and they just kind of keep on kind of leading us on and saying, well, we're making some progress, but and we've heard that time and time again. So right now, Dave, quite honestly, markets are pretty flat, and they're just sort of waiting in hopes of some sort of a stimulus package and an agreement at some point in time.
This is the birthday of the Apple iPod, Pete, which I still have. Back in 01 it came out, and I still have that son of a gun. Is technology performing okay, or is it underperforming right now?
You know, technology's had an absolutely unbelievable 2020. You take a look at Microsoft and Apple and many of these various names. Now, there are some occasional missteps here and there, Intel being one of them today. It was one of the drags on the Dow, as a matter of fact, early on, because they just haven't got it all figured out in the data center, which is kind of where all the semiconductor companies are moving in that direction, and that's a great profit center. And they had a lead on people, but they've allowed AMD and others to catch up and maybe even pass them up. And that's a problem right now, I think, for Intel. But, you know, when I'm looking at it, I the interesting part in the markets right now is less about technology, and it's a little bit of this turn that we're starting to see now in the financials. People who were avoiding financials for a really long time, most of this year, and they haven't really recovered as well as a lot of different parts of the market for sure, but they're starting to come back to some of the financials, some of the big banks, JP Morgan, Capital One, and it's interesting to see because it's been an area that people have sort of avoided really after once we got through the pandemic, we got into the July, August, September. We just didn't see anything in the financials really working, and now we're starting to see that work to the upside.
Michigan, Minnesota, you've played in that game. What's going to happen on your estimation tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting, Dave. We got a new offensive coordinator at the University of Minnesota. We lost three linebackers and, of course, Antoine Winfield in the secondary for the Gophers as well. But there's a lot of holes to fill on the defensive side. On the offensive side, I have absolutely all the confidence in the world. And let's hope that our new coordinator, Mike Sanford Jr., can get those guys to play anything close to what we looked like in 2019 because Tanner Morgan was outstanding. He's got his receivers back for the most part, Rashad Bateman and Ottman Bell. I think he's positioned really, really well. He's got some big tight ends that are great targets. So I think we can score some points, Dave. It's a matter of how well our defense can line up against Michigan. Michigan's always going to have – this year it's a young quarterback, but they've always got a running game. They've always got a great offensive line and some skilled people at the receiver position. So I think it's going to be hopefully a little bit of a shootout, but I think with this weather is going to be a little bit of an aspect of how they're going to be able to throw the ball as well. So we'll have to see. But I think our running game with Mo Ibrahim and Bryce Williams and Cam Wiley, I think we've got some great running backs behind that massive offensive line of ours.
Pete, I look forward to the game tomorrow night. I know we'll discuss it when I talk to you next. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Friday for sure.
That sounds great, Dave. And, oh, by the way, I think I was liking those – I can't remember the ones you and Maxie were talking about, but those chips, I actually tried them the other day, and they really were outstanding. They had one bag left on the shelf. So.
Oh, yeah, the old Dutch corn tortilla, you got it, the street corn, you got to get some more because it's hard to find right now. Pete, have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.